Hello.
Hi, is this Roberto?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Roberto. It's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a minute?
I do.
Okay. Sorry about the delay. It's been a little crazy around here. So we
I
wanted
hope
to
good
come
crazy.
up. Yeah, very good. So I had a few questions here. Now I know that. Let me see here. You were. Were you working with Dave originally? Or Damien?
Damien, I believe the name was,
Yeah,
yeah.
Damien. Okay, perfect. And so his notes that you are a import and export, and I'm showing a manufacturer of gold and silver. Okay. And so are you kind of doing a little bit of everything? Is there something that you guys do specifically?
Well, how can I say this? We've been doing this for many, many years, and I can and have done almost everything in the jewelry industry. We started out as gold importers. My father started the company in 1976, and we've done everything from gold to silver importing, diamonds, gemstones. Right now, what we're doing the most of is gold manufacturing here in San Clemente. I have
Gold
a factory,
manufacturing, okay.
right? I have a factory in TJ. Where I manufacture silver and brass. My main accounts are people like Zales and Overstock.com. I think you see those on my bank statement. I get checks from them. Overstock sends me a payment every week, and every 15th, 30th of the month, I get a payment from Zales. Our main line is our branded Roberto Martinez Hispanic jewelry line, which if you go to Piercing Pagoda, which is a part of Zales, and we're their number two brand. Right. So you go to their website and you'll go under brands, and you'll see our line, Roberto Martinez Inc. That being said, we also do a lot of importing from China and Thailand and Italy. We have jobbers that we sell to across the nation. We sell to a lot of small mom and pop stores and other jewelry stores. At one point, the company was doing over $20 million in sales, and that was when gold was $300 an ounce and silver was $550 an ounce. So we were moving a tremendous amount of product. But after the Great Recession, we had to downsize and just,
Where are you guys in San Clemente?
How long have we been in San Clemente?
Oh no, where are you located in San Clemente? We're just in San Diego, so we're not too far.
Yeah, I know. Off of Pico Boulevard in the San Clemente Business Park. You guys are more than welcome to come up and visit whenever you like.
Perfect. So, right now, what would be something that would be, I guess, helpful for the business? Are you looking for working capital to grow the business, or do you have something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Mainly to buy products and to buy metal to continue to manufacture. If I buy, there's certain vendors that I pay net 30 or net 60, and if I pay them right away and get more product, they give me a better deal. So we're up 18% for the year, and I have over $650,000 in sales orders that need to be processed in the next 30 to 60 days. Obviously, it's a capital-intensive industry, so more capital, the better. I've got $650,000, I believe, or $600,000, on my accounts receivable. And I know I can get more if the sooner I get the capital, the more I can manufacture, and I have sales.
What kind of margins are you running with right now?
I would say an average of 25%.
And how often are you turning this inventory?
I'm turning the inventory approximately 6 times a year. Now that's a tricky question because, again, since I have a very diverse customer base,
Yeah.
Inventory is used mainly for customers like Overstock.com and people that, like the mom and pops and the jobbers that buy from my catalog, they expect me to inventory merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And I ship out the same day. We ship out about 300 boxes, 300 packages a day.
Oh, wow.
For Overstock.com. So in other words, we sell to Overstock, but we ship direct to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So, but that being said, there's companies like Zales where I buy metal, I buy product, and I turn it immediately. I turn the inventory every 30 days, every 60 days.
Yeah.
So
okay. It's
a little tricky.
Yeah. So right now, is there a certain amount you're looking for that would helpful?
I was looking for a quarter million.
Okay. And if you got that amount of money, what kind of return do you think you would get off that? Is it still around the 25%?
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. So what we're thinking right now is, and I'm not sure if they ever went over how these loans work.
No, I asked several times and I never got an exact.
Okay. Probably because we have so many different programs, so it's hard just to give, you know, one answer. So we do equipment financing. So if you are manufacturing your materials and you need certain types of equipment, that sort of thing, we do finance equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you are looking for is our unsecured capital line. And mm-hmm. what that is unsecured funds that you can essentially use for whatever you want. And the way we approve you is it's going to be based off the revenues of your business. So mm-hmm. we would never want to lend too much to a business. So we kind of stay in the range of 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue.
Okay.
So right now, for a first-time approval relationship, we would be comfortable going up to about $300,000, but you can take the amount you need. So say you wanted to start with $100,000 or $200,000, that's fine. But that would be the max amount that we would kind of be willing to lend on initial loan. And then the term, so this is, you know, we can go over this in detail, but the terms are, you know, there's a huge range. You can do something from 3 months out to a couple of years.
Okay.
So I can give you some examples. And this loan is paid back either daily or weekly. So that's completely up to you how you want to do that. But for our, I don't know, would you want something shorter term where you would flip the inventory pretty quick and then you can get additional funds in a few months? Or do you want something longer where you kind of have a cushion?
No, actually, for me, right now, what I'm looking, I don't see, I'd rather turn it every 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
Manufacture, get a better rate,
yeah.
Pay you back, wait for the next purchase orders, and
yeah.
Say, okay, you know what, let me manufacture this. For example, if you gave me $250,000 now, we're at the beginning of, let me look at my receivables real quick. We're at the beginning of June,
yeah.
And I have, last time I saw, I think it's $600,000 coming within the next 70 days. Preview. So, yeah, I'm looking for the best rate for the longest terms. I understand the longer the term, the worse the rate. I'm
yeah.
assuming.
Yeah, and it's not... Actually, what you got qualified for is a pretty good program. And I say that because you have the flexibility of having the longest term, which is you're going to have the lowest payback. And you can pay the loan off at any time and we'll waive the remaining interest.
Okay. So,
you have the best of both worlds where you don't necessarily have to do the shortest term mm-hmm. if you don't want to, because you're going to still have the same, you know, payout no matter if you were to pay it off early. But I can give you a couple of different options. I don't have the 6 months in front of me right now, but I want to give you an 18 month so you can kind of see what we're looking at.
Okay.
So on an 18 month term, and do you want figures on 250 or 300? or a different, or any other numbers?
Go ahead and give me the 300.
Okay. So on 300, you would be looking at around, let's see here. So on this particular loan, there's an upfront fee of 2.5%, and it just comes out of the loan amount. So you'd be looking at, this is an 18-month term, and you'd be about $46.73 a week.
So that's $4,673 per week.
Correct. That's per week. And then you can pay that loan off at any time, and they will waive any remaining interest on the loan.
And what is the rate?
So it's not going to have an APR. So these loans have a factor rate that we use.
Right.
So it's just going to be different. Let me see here. I can give you the total payback. You want that?
That'd be fine.
Okay. Because it just doesn't have an APR because they're not, some loans aren't even a year long. So for your particular loan, say you were to try and calculate it annually, I think it comes out to like 14 cents on the dollar, right around there annually. Because your 18-month term is at about a 1.21 factor. Does that make sense?
Okay, so 1.21 factor. So you're telling me...
So it's about seven cents on the dollar per 6 months.
Okay, what's the total payback if it goes to term?
Yeah, so if it goes to term, you'd be at 1.21. 3,000, or, yeah, $364,500.
So $64,500. Okay. So that's 20% more or less. 24, 25% rate. But there's no prepayment penalty.
No. You get a discount. Pretty good discount.
So that's what I need to see on the discount.
Yeah.
So it's 2.5% up front on the $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, send me the information.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually less than, it's about 1.21 over 18 months. You did qualify for 24 months as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, that comes out to 24% over 2 year period. But the origination fee goes up a little bit.
Okay.
I was trying to keep that down a little bit for you. So,
do you want to see what
order term would look like as well?
Send me 3 months and 6 months and 12 months. For sure,
okay.
I can pay this back in 6 months.
Let's do a 6 month. I don't know if we have 3 months on this one because of the loan amount.
So gotcha.
We can do six. And then what were the other options?
Six and 12. How's that? Just keep it easy.
And then send the 18 that we just gave you or just gave
That's
you?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll send that over. And then the way the process works is you pretty much would be ready to fund because there's no additional conditions for this loan for you. So you could have it funded within a day if you needed to.
Okay. If you forward that to me right now, I will sit down with my partner, my sister.
Okay.
And we'll go over it tonight, and maybe you'll have an answer for me before the end of the day.
Yeah, and then if you have any other questions while you're with her, you can email me or give me a call. I'm not sure if I'll still be here, but you can email me.
Okay.
And, we can go from there.
Excellent.
All right. Did you have any other questions?
Not this time. I've done one of these, I guess they're called cash flow loans, or what do you actually call it again?
Yeah, it's it's working capital, but it's based off the cash flow of the business. So.
Right. So I'm aware I just need to read the fine print.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, I will send this over shortly. Oh, go ahead.
Would you be my loan officer going forward?
I would work with you. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll send this over, and then if you actually want to see the exact terms of everything, we just need a voided check and driver's license copy. And then we can generate documents for you so you can kind of review everything.
Well, then that's what I'll have to do right now. I'll void a check and I'll send you my driver's license right now because there's no reason to keep dilly-dallying.
Yeah, well, the only thing is I won't be able to request the actual documents until I know the term. So I'll send you the terms, and then if you decide on, you know, with your sister, if you decide on one you think is going to be a good fit, then I can request the documents for your review.
I see. Okay, so send me what you have available right now.
Okay.
And in the meanwhile, I'll send you what you need, so that at least that's one step forward.
And then let me see here. Okay. I may need both of you on the loan. Will that be an issue?
No, not at all.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, give me a few minutes. I want to send that over to you, and then we'll go from there.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.